朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
神为他自己名的缘故保留了许多正直有智慧的人。
And that the Lord for his own name's sake he has kept those who are steadfast and who are walking on the right path.
天父也眷顾他们的需要。
And we know that the Heavenly Father is watching over their need.
我相信天父为了他自己名的缘故，为了他的教会的见证，必要完成他已经开始的工作。
And I trust that our Heavenly Father forHis namesake, for the testimony of his church, he will complete the work that he's begun.
我在那里的时候，我常常非常的想念这里的教会。
And when I was there abroad, oftentimes I thought about you. I thought about our home church.
也会思考到底神让我们在细谷建立教会，除了给我们一个属灵的家，他还有什么更高的目的和计划。
And going through all the experiences, I think about, Lord, what is your plan here for SVCA? What is your grander will for all of us, other than the fact that we feel like we have a home here.
我特别为英文的事工祷告。
I particularly pray for the English speaking ministry.
我里面真的是非常的喜乐。
And my heart actually delights and rejoices.
我想神知道教会经过了二十多年，他已经我已这个教会已经慢慢的成熟了。
And he knows
成熟了许多。
That the church has matured over these 20 some odd years.
所以天父阿爸他不仅是要我们高举基督，而且还要我们能够扩展神的国。
So for this year we know that the Father's heart is for us to exalt Jesus Christ and corporately to come and expand the kingdom of God.
第一步就是要向我们周围说英语的人传福音。
And foremost to begin to share the gospel to those who are English speaking around us.
全世界的人都走进矽谷。
The whole world is coming to the Silicon Valley.
我想大家都听到，大家所有周围接触的人，你们都知道，其实全世界都走到矽谷来了。
You go out of these walls, you look around, you know the whole world is here.
这些进到这里来的人有不同的背景，有不同的传统。
They come to this valley, they have different backgrounds, they have different culture.
说不同的语言。
They have a different language.
但是感谢神，我们的教会有这么多的人是双重的语言。
And we do thank God that many of us are bilingual here.
会说中文又会说英文。
We can speak Chinese, we can speak English.
这两种语言已经成为一个世界性的一个语言。
These two languages became pillars among the communication throughout the world.
所以我希望大家我们都能够看见这个教会是基督的教会。
I pray that we all can see that this church belongs to Christ.
不是只是华人的教会。
It is not a church just for Chinese.
虽然它是从华人开始的。
Yes, it originated, it gave birth, it came out of Chinese immigrants.
但是我们却应该要效法很多亚伯拉罕的子孙，我们要走到不同的族裔中间。
And to be like the many sons of Abraham, that we need to walk in the various culture, the various countries, tribes,and nations and tongues.
为我们的神做见证。
To give a testimony for our God.
现在这个弯曲背谬的世代好像明光照耀。
And this crooked and perverse generation that we may be light that shines forth.
今天是美国的父亲节。
Today is Father's Day here in America.
希望我们纪念阿爸天父的爱。
As we come to commemorate our Heavenly Father's love for us,
我们也与人分享天父的爱。
That we will share with those our Heavenly Father's love.
也提醒所有的弟兄们。
And again to remind all the brothers,
效法我们的天父。
To be like our Heavenly Father.
成为一个有真实爱的父亲。
To be a father that has a genuine love.
我们有一个 video.
A short video.
我每次看这个影片都很感动。
Every time I see this clip, I am greatly moved.
我记得十年前，至少十年前，我们已经放过一次了。
I remember about 10 years ago, I played the same clip for our congregation.
我想这个故事特别让我们感动的，就是很多的时候，在我们人生最需要的时候，父亲陪着我们经过。
And it moves us. We can identify with the story because in moments in our life where we have the greatest need, our Father has walked with us.
所以我希望在座所有的做父母的。在孩子最需要的时候，我们能够不缺席啊。
And I pray for us who are parents that when our children have the greatest need that we are not absent.
如果有任何弟兄姊妹在你人生最重要的时候，父母缺席了。
For brothers and sisters, for those of you who have suffer the loss that in your greatest time of need that your father hasn't been there for you.
我也希望你不要遗憾，因为我们有一个慈爱的天父，他永远跟我们同在。
I pray that you will not despair, but to know that your heavenly father is forever with you.
我父亲走了以后，我自己也曾经经过一个很深的低谷。但是我却知道神跟我同在。
After my father passed away, I too fell into a valley, but through that process, I knew that my heavenly father is with me.
虽然非常怀念他在的时候，虽然他最后的一段他因为有一些失智的现象，但是我就觉得跟他在一起有一个说不出来的亲切。
At the sunset of his life, he spent his days with us, and we lived together. And there's obviously times where, because of medical issues, he's not quite himself. But I still love the moments that we share together.
好，我想你们今天可能看到我至少身上有两个特点。
When you look at me this morning, you probably noticed two key points.
一个满脸倦容，一个粉红色的领带。
I am tired. You look tired.
我这一辈子从来没穿过这个，也不敢穿这样子的领带。
He feels that he looks tired, but at the same time, he's wearing a pink tie. He probably will never do that again. Maybe.
我今天早上都已经打好领带要走的时候，我儿子来说这是我的孙女送给我的。
And I put on my tie, and then Aaron came to me this morning and said, "This is from your granddaughter."
因为我跟于师母在欧洲一直祷告，不准她出来，要等到我们回来。
We've been praying and praying through the entire. That's why, Kathy. We've been praying the whole time we're in Europe that the baby will not be delivered until we come home.
大概我们的祷告太迫切了，蒙神垂听，他到现在还不肯出来。
The Lord has been listening to our prayer. This little baby is unwilling to come.
但是礼物先到了，贺卡也到了，让我很得安慰。
But the gift has already come, and the well wishes have already come to me, and I'm very comforted.
希望你们有那个习惯。
Hopefully you guys like pink ties on me as well.
我其实希望于师母多讲的。我说今天你整堂讲吧，他还是说要留一点时间给我。
And I asked Pastor Nancy to come and really for her to just speak this entire day, and she said no. Why don't you finish?
因为我们隔了十年没有到东欧去啊。
And it's for more than 10 years since we been to Eastern Europe again.
所以我们答应了以后，意大利，因为我们去年去过意大利，他们听说我们要去东欧，又把我们扣留了一下，所以我们先绕了意大利，再到东欧去的。
We went to Italy last year, and again this year they heard that we were actually going to Eastern Europe. They invited us and they wanted us to stay for a few an opportunity to meet with us again. So we went there as well.
在那边有很小的小孩说：“哎呀，爷爷是真的啊！”因为他们平常只看录音。
And the little kids that would look at me in person and say, "You're real," because all they've seen is video recordings of me.
然后还有认识多年的同工就问我说：“你七十几岁了，现在？”
And some coworkers would ask me, "You're in your 70s now, right?"
然后我知道温州人讲年龄都加两岁虚岁的。
And I know those who from Wenzhou, they would always add 2 years to what.You appear to be.
他是从丽水来的。我说你们家乡每次讲岁数是不是加十岁啊
？And I asked from your country, from the province where you're from, do you always add 10 years to what you think that I how old I am?
害他满脸不好意思，再也不讲话。
They were very very embarrassed, and they didn't say another word.
我们去东欧，他们告诉我们很多都是我们平常都不知道的。像他们说，他们从来没有国内航线，只有国际航线。
When we went to Eastern Europe, we were educated quite a bit.They said they don't ever have a domestic flights. They're all international flights.
因为才起飞就出了国了。
Because as soon as they take off, they left their country.
很多国家都小小的。
A lot of countries are very small.
但是我们这次去非常感动的就是他们十几个国家，虽然每一个国家能来的人不多。
We were very moved, though there are 10 some odd countries, and not too many were able to come from each country.
但是我们就觉得这么多年，其实我们也跟弟兄姊妹传递这个负担。我们在欧洲的。所以也跟他们传递这个负担，发现神真的听祷告。
And as we've been sharing this burden with brothers and sisters there and with you here, and we really do see that the Lord is listening to our prayers.
我们十几年前在欧洲服事的时候，就看到弟兄姊妹忙着生意，孩子们就几乎没人管了。
About a decade ago, we see brothers and sisters; they're all very, very busy with their everyday life, their businesses, and nobody took care of their little kids.
所以我们那时候就有一个呼声说，你们一定要重视孩子的属灵教育。
So the message that was delivered to them was you need to pay attention to educating your kids.
这是一个普世宣教神的布局啊。
This is a condition all over the world.
你现在发现全世界只要有人就有中国人在。
You come to discover wherever people can be found, you'll find Chinese there.
只要有中国人在，一定有基督徒在。
And so, if you find Chinese that are there, you'll find Christians that are there. Chinese Christians.
我们如果把孩子好好带到主的面前，他们已经是宣教士了。
We raise our kids upright, that they are by default missionaries.
我们不需要再回到一两百年以前，需要培养跨文化、跨语言、跨各样各样的这个障碍的宣教士。
We no longer need to raise up missionaries like 200-300 years ago that they have to cross culture, cross boundaries to go and to share the gospel.
他们在本地长起来就懂本地语言，又懂中文，多好！
They grow up in that locale, they understand the language of that locale, they understand Chinese.
上次我们这次到意大利，Florence 旁边有一个叫 Prato 的地方，他们教会光儿童班500个孩子。
We went to a place called Prato's is near Florence, and just their children's Sunday school, there are over 500 kids.
他们那天青年聚会带师的这一对弟兄姊妹，他们生在法国，夫妻在家之间讲法文的。
The couple that took care of this particular ministry, they're from France, and at home they spoke French.
他们居然在教会带中文诗歌，中文字只认识五百个。
When they're at church, they lead kids to sing Chinese song. They only know 500 Chinese characters.
国语讲的标准。真的不得了，然后他们能够去跟同事、跟意大利人讲话、跟法国人讲话，哎呀，我们看着真高兴
啊。And they spoke Chinese, Italian, and French all very fluently, and we all greatly admire what they were able to do.
他们跟我们沟通完全没问题。
They have no problem communicating with us.
他们带我们出去吃饭，跟意大利人聊天完全没问题。
When they go out to have communication at the dinner table with those who spoke Italian, they have no problem.
让我们看见了神真的是在世界里面有一个布局啊。
And we do see a scene of a play that the Lord is setting up in the world.
真的非常低头敬拜神。
And as we watch this, we bow our heads and worship the Lord.
刚才于师母也说到了，这是神的工作。
Pastor Nancy alluded to the fact that this is God's doing.
当我们96年第一次进中国回来的时候
In 1996, when we first entered China and we came back,
我就用引用哈该书第二章说到有一天神要震动天地、沧海和旱地
And I use the verse coming out of Haggai and says that the Lord one day will shake the heaven and the earth.
他说万国的珍宝都要运来
It says all the treasures of the world needs to be brought forth.
让神的殿幕后的荣耀大于先前
That the latter glory of the temple of the Lord will exceed.Its former glory.
所以神在世界各国都在那里预备他的器皿。
So you discover that the Lord is preparing His vessels throughout every nation.
当你看见整个欧洲属灵的情形往下快速降落的时候
，When you begin to see the decline and the fall of the spiritual condition of Europe,
在你却看见神也怜悯我们中国人，借着生意，借着四散，但是大家没有丢弃属灵的。
But in the visible, you discover that the Chinese who are immigrated into these countries because of business, because of what they're doing, but at the same time, they did not forsake the spiritual heritage.
尤其我们听到东欧的基督徒90%是来到那里才信耶稣的。
Particularly when we hear the news, that 90% of the Chinese believers in Eastern Europe came to faith in Christ after they immigrated to that country.
而他们能够长得这么好，带着这么深的渴慕在聚会的里面。
And they are grown very well and with such fervor for the Lord that they're coming to the meetings together.
他们的确有很多很多的挑战啊！
Truly, they do have a lot of challenges before them.
他们真理非常非常深刻的需要。
They really do desperately need a grounded theology.
所以我跟于师母在中国的这段时间，我说我们是全套都上了哈。
And Pastor Nancy and myself, we said that we have to bring everything.
你看，有培灵会，有布道会。然后有青年在职青年聚会，有青少年聚会。
Conferences, evangelical conferences, and young adult meetings, conferences, various type of meetings.
有工作坊，有问题解答，还有教会治理跟 worship 的这个辅导。
Also a workshop concerning our secular work and how to minister the ministries at church and so forth.
他们实在里面有很多很多的需要。
And we discover the brothers and sisters there, they have tremendous amount of needs.
所以今天父亲节，我们不光在这里跟弟兄姊妹有一点分享在那边的需要。
So we take this opportunity on Father's Day not only to share with you the needs abroad at Europe.
我更希望把这个负担 要能够传给我们在座所有的。
But more so, I want to pass on a burden that the Lord has given me to all of you.
不管我们是在肉身上，我们有自己的儿孙。
Rather, physically, we have our own children, biological children.
或者我们在属灵上，我们真的能够有那个责任感，起来为神家培养合用的器皿。
Or spiritually, we have a sense of raising up the next generation among us.
你看提摩太后书第二章第一节到第二节，我没放在讲义上，麻烦你们打出来，好吧
？I want to ask you to project 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第二章第一节跟第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
好不好打？如果不好打，我们就弄我弄念的。
I'll read it to you.
我儿啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses.Commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
保罗在这里对提摩太称我儿啊，这是他属灵上的儿女。
Paul addressed my son. He calls Timothy. He's Timothy, his spiritual son.
他不仅仅劝提摩太要在基督的恩典上刚强起来。
And he told Timothy, you need to be strong in the grace of Jesus Christ.
提摩太后书第二章第二节。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 and 2.
然后他说你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
And then verse 2 he says, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
你看保罗这么一句话里面已经包括了四代了。
And, Just these two verses, he included four generations.
保罗
Paul himself,
提摩太
Timothy,
然后叫提摩太去教那些忠心会教导别人的人
and Timothy to be able to teach those who can faithfully teach others.
所以在这里属灵的传承一共已经四代了
And the passing down of this spiritual baton has included four different generations.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的需要在这个世代里面为神家预备合用的器皿。
Friends, sister, in our time, in our generation, we need to raise up vessels for God's use.
包括自己的儿女啊。
Including our own children.
好，我们现在来读我今天要讲的这一段。刚才于师母讲天父的心，牧人的爱。
Pastor Nancy was sharing about the Father's heart, the Shepherd's love.
好，我现在要讲养育之恩跟传承之责。
I want to share with you the grace in raising them up and the calling of passion, the calling to, of passion to pass it down.
这两节经文帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章十一节到十二节。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 11 through 12.
我们读一遍中文，读一遍英文。
Let's read it in Chinese and we'll read it in English.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样，是要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国、得他荣耀的神。英文。
As you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you, as a father does his own children, that you will walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
好，我们再读以弗所书第六章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4.
你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
And you, fathers,Do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
以弗所书第六章特别告诉我们只要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
And we see in this verse that the Lord says, train them up in the admonition of the Lord.
当父母的很容易凭着自己的看法意见来管孩子。
And as parents, oftentimes, we raise our kids up according to what we deem best.
我们也很容易根据世界的潮流、专家的说法来养育自己的孩子。
Very easily, we find that we are following the teachings of this world, the current of this world to raise up our children.
但是圣经里面所在乎的是要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
But what the scripture tells it very clearly, that to train them up, to bring them up in the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这是一件很不容易的挑战。
This is a challenge that is not easily overcome.
我希望所有的父母，我们都要坚持。
And we ask all the parents, you need to uphold to this challenge.
包括属灵上带领弟兄姊妹的时候，我们也要坚持。
Particularly, brothers and sisters, when we're in the ministry of raising up brothers and sisters, we also need to hold fast.
我们在那里听到那么多混乱、错误跟不合神心意的教导，我们真的是张大眼睛。
When we hear all these teachings that are confusing and that are erroneous, our eyes were widely open to see what's happening in Europe.
有一位从加拿大来的牧师的最后一天晚上吃饭的时候，他当桌说，他说他非常感动。我们带领弟兄姊妹是叫他们遇见神，我们不谈别的。
And a pastor from Canada who came and he particularly shared at the meal that he was very moved that we esteem brothers and sisters to come and meet the Lord face to face and we esteem that more than anything else.
其实我去意大利之前，去东欧之前，就有人跟我讲过。
Before we went to Italy or to Eastern Europe,
你到那边去，千万不要去碰教会的是非啊。
And a lot of people come and told us beforehand, don't go into talking about what's right and wrong among them.
其实我们是一点没有负担去碰教会的是非的。
We really have no burden whatsoever to get into the intricacies of their arguments.
给我的第二个忠告就是，我们的讲道不要去得罪那些做生意的人。
And the second, I don't know if it's a warning, but advice, don't offend those who are doing business there.
但是我不管到哪里去，我都跟他们做生意的人说两件最重要的事情。
No matter where we went, concerning those who are doing business, we say two most important things.
第一个要懂得刹车。
The very first thing is you need to know how to stop.
第二个，做生意一定要走正路，要讨神喜悦。
And when you're doing business, you need to walk righteously and be pleasing unto the Lord.
可是当我们勇敢地把神的道讲出来的时候，
And when we're courageously to declare the heart and the word of God,
你反而发现弟兄姊妹里面有一个说不出来的喜乐，他们说我们要讨神喜悦。
And you discover, brothers and sisters, there's a great delight within their hearts that they say, I want to please the Lord.
他们反而带着眼泪听到，他们带着眼泪感谢神，他们要起来讨神喜悦。
With tearful eyes, they continue to listen to the message. They rise up and says, I want to live a life that is pleasing unto God.
我们今天养孩子也是这样。
When we're raising our children, it ought to be the same.
我们需要 care enough to confront.
We need to care enough to confront.
当我们真爱他的时候，我们愿意去面对他们的错误。
And when we truly love them, we want to come face to face with their errors.
我常常觉得中国的父母非常重养，但是缺少育。
And I know a lot of Chinese, we focus so much on raising them, but we don't focus very much on educating, cultivating them.
Great.
Thank you. Praise God.
我们非常重视管，但是却缺少教。
We discipline, but we don't often teach.
谢谢 ，another good one. 我都没有先跟他讲。这是我们常不小心容易犯的问题。
And this is something that the mistakes that we often make, but we make it unintentionally.
我们在乎孩子好好读书，好好读书，别的都不要管。
We want them to study and study hard and study well, and don't worry about anything else.
你只要成绩好，上好学校就好了。
You have great grades, you go to a great school. That's good enough.
我们总是给他吃好的、穿好的、上好学校。
We want them to eat well. We want them to dress well. We want them to go to a great school.
我们非常重养，但是把育交给世界的王，交给别人。
We're growing them. But we pass on the responsibility of raising them to other people.
所以孩子的性格、孩子的习惯、孩子的价值观，都是这个世界在塑造他，他的朋友在塑造他。
Their character, their habit, the sense of worth and value are all cultivated by this world, by their friends.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们需要在主的面前需要调整的。
All these things we need to adjust.
中国的父母太爱孩子了。
Chinese parents, we love our kids too much.
但是有的是这个爱让我们迷糊了，我们忽略了父亲的角色和责任。
But sometimes this love causes us to be so confused that we lose sight of our responsibility and our role as parents, as fathers.
我30多年前还上班的时候，有一次出差。
30 some years ago, when I was still working in the secular world and I was on a business trip,
我在飞机上看到那个 American Air。Airline 的那个杂志上有一个很大的广告。
An American airline, in their magazine, I saw an advertisement.
它上面写 Rule Number One, 第一条规则。
The advertisement says Rule Number One.
它说 如果你不 take care of 你的 customer, someone else will do.
And it says, if you do not take care of your customer, someone else will do it.
那我就把它用在我们的孩子们身上。
And I will use it on your children.
用在我们教会的弟兄姊妹身上。
I will use it on the brothers and sisters here at church.
如果我们不照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们，世界的王会来取代这个角色的。
If we do not bring them up and train them up according to the Lord, then the king of this world will take over.
他高兴都来不及，我帮你养孩子。
And he will be more than delighted to raise your children for you. 所以
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们说父亲不可以缺席。
And so we say, brothers and sisters, there are no absent days for fathers.
就连孩子跌倒了、失望了，像刚才这个Derek Redmond,
even when they fall, just like the video you showed or that you saw earlier.
但是就在他最需要的时候，父亲在旁边。
Derek Redmond, at the moment where he needed his father the most, his father showed up.
有的时候孩子们受到试探，在人生脆弱的时候。
Perhaps your children, they're tempted, they've fallen, they're at the place of weakness.
希望我们都能够在那里陪着他们。
I pray that we are there with them.
我儿子小的时候读中文学校回来，常常念的一句话。
My son, when they went to Chinese school, when they were young, they came back and they repeated this one phrase all the time.
大自然是最好的教科书。还卷舌，对不起，我没学。
They say it with this particular English tone. The nature itself is the greatest teacher.
其实爸爸妈妈是最好的教科书。
Mom and dad is the greatest textbook.
除了圣经以外。
Aside from the scripture.
同样的，教会的领袖也是神儿女们最好的教科书。
I want to say the leadership of church. We are the greatest textbook for those who are watching.
所以我希望我们全教会能够一起来。
I pray that we as a church would come to do it together.
我们有这么多的需要，有自己孩子的需要，有宣教，有在远方的需要。
There are a lot of needs. There are needs immediately for our own kids. Needs of the ministry that are here, the ministry that are abroad.
我也非常谢谢教会的 website team， 他们几乎东欧的太多人都说天天或是每个礼拜在听我们的信息。
And we want to thank our multimedia team that.You do not know how many brothers and sisters throughout the world are meeting the Lord together with us every Sunday.
他们想跟我们学的不光讲台的信息，我们整个教会怎么往前，怎么面对挑战，怎么买会所，怎么祷告。他们都非常的感动。
They want to learn from us not only just from the pulpit how to preach, but they want to know how to pray. They want to know how we will come together and purchase a property before the Lord.
他们说他们买会所的时候就一再的听我们教会买会所的见证。
So when they go through that journey of purchasing, acquiring a property for the Lord, they keep listening to our experiences, what we've gone through.
所以我常常说，我们要来就来真的。
So oftentimes I would say this to everybody, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it for real.
我们要为自己，要为这个世代走出一条路来。
And for ourselves, for this generation, we need a make a way.
我们怎么养孩子能够走出一条路来。
How do we raise up our children? We need to walk out a path.
我们的儿童主日学，我们的青少年，我们跟英文组的在主面前的合一，我们都在面对挑战。
Our children ministry, our youth ministry, the English ministry, how do we work together with the Chinese ministry? We are all challenged in many aspects, in many ways.
我们都要为这个时代走出一条路来。
But for this generation, we need to walk a path. We need to make a path.
你我怎么面对生病？
How do we face physical ailment?
怎么面对家庭的破裂或冲突？
How do we face the divisions and falling apart of family?
怎么去面对我们从失败中能够站起来？
How do we rise up from failure?
怎么样面对网络给我们的捆绑和诱惑？
How do we overcome the temptation and the chains of the internet over us?
圣灵把我们全部都放在一起了。
The Holy Spirit has brought us together.
让我们一起来。
That we could do it together.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。